What is up, people of the Musicverse? Welcome back to the Anna Creates podcast. I'm your host, Alex Kratz, and this is my show where I talk shop, shoot the shit, and talk about all things in the music creation world for producers and engineers. So, and musicians, actually, that record themselves, too, I guess. That's a thing as well. But anyway, this week, we are going to start out with some news and updates. I have some personal news and updates that I'm going to share with you. Some cool stuff that I've found this week that I wanted to talk about, some plugins, that kind of stuff. And then I want to go through the three really important things that I think a lot of music creators don't think about that really helps them keep their ideas fresh and keep their creativity fresh, but that a lot of people don't do, that a lot of people don't think about or don't put enough priority on. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And then, of course, I have my mix of the week, which is not a mix that got released this week, but it was one that I heard again this week. And I have to mention it because it's just awesome. So that is our show for today. Let's dive into it. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about, of course, is my own news. and that is, first off, that I released a new video since the last episode, because it has been a couple episodes since I've been here talking to you guys, because I had Ethan Mack on the last episode, which was a phenomenal interview, really great chat with him, and it was just such a great conversation. So if you haven't checked that out, it's a great interview with Ethan about creativity, and he does a little bit different music than I do, but he has a really great insight into just creativity in general, and so it's definitely worth a listen to that. Me and Ethan have a lot of stuff in the works right now together, and I think he's going to be on some more episodes, probably some more casual episodes, not just straight up interviews all the time, and just talking with us about cool stuff. So anyway, go check out that interview if you haven't checked that out yet. But yes, in that time, I released a new music video, a new creative challenge video, and then the music video related to that with a new song. And that creative challenge was, I think I've talked about it a little bit before it came out, but that was to write a song in a day. So Malcolm Cottle and I, we wrote a song in a day. We got together, and then the song is, we released it, and it's called Bear Mug, but it actually is on its way to streaming right now, and the title, the real title of the song, if you don't have the context of the video, is called Barely Holding On. Yeah, we spelled it correctly, not as the pun that it sounds like, but, you know, we kind of had fun thinking of that, of what it would be called. So anyway, Barely Holding On is coming soon to streaming, but the music video is out and the full kind of behind-the-scenes creative challenge of that video is out as well. It was a super fun challenge, honestly. Like, we set out with the goal of making a kind of a Beartooth-style song, because we both really like Beartooth. And if you don't know who Beartooth is, they're just like a rock or metal band, I guess you could say. They're great. They're really great, really inspiring. We thought, we know their style a lot. We're going to try and create that. And so we sat down and we kind of made a list of the different structural things that Beartooth does, and then kind of figured out how we wanted to apply that into our own song. And the song, I thought it would be more of like a really like Beartooth ripoff almost, and like a cover next best thing too. But it turned out so well, and so like, definitely, I think it has that Beartooth vibe, but it's got very much my style and Malcolm's style in it as well. So great song. Really, really, really happy with it. Really happy with the mix. Honestly, if I wanted to be less egotistical if I was egotistical, I guess, I would put that song as Mix of the Week for you to go check out. But I'm not going to, because that seems wrong somehow. Anyway, so go check that out. I'm really stoked on that. Go comment on the video. Let us know what you think. I'm really, really happy with that. And that is going to be coming to streaming soon. I will leave a link in the show notes here, or you can find it on the video, or, you know, everywhere else you just can find my music. So that's coming soon. So with that release came out. I don't know exactly when the next video is going to be coming out, the kind of the main videos. So you can expect more podcasts, but the main video, it's summer right now. I am in the middle of three records and some other projects, as well as it being summer, which means it's just a lot of moving around and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not 100% sure when I'm going to get to the next video, but in the fall, I promise I will make it up to you guys and have more, because I'm planning a bunch of videos and I'm really, really, really excited about some of the ideas, some really different creative challenges that I've got going on. So, yeah, I'm really excited to dive into filming those, but I don't know when the next one is actually going to come out, because it's packed right now with just freelance work and production and editing and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if people know that or not, but I'm active. I'm very active and freelance working. I work on a lot of different stuff, engineering, production, editing. I've done some for some of you guys as well. And but yeah, sometimes it just gets crazy busy and I can't quite maintain some of the high level of production that I want to do on my videos. So then we were left with this, but I'm going to do my best to get one out soon. So, yeah, anyway, next thing I want to talk about was yet another plugin that I found and that is fairly new, actually, and that is Superplate from Soundtoys. For those of you who know me, Soundtoys is one of my favorite plugin companies. I use all their stuff. I use it all the time. Bands actually make fun of me a little bit, because every time it's like, I need an effect, it's always a Soundtoys plugin. So they are, bar none, some of my favorite plugins out there. And they released Superplate, which is kind of the newest. They're definitely their newest plugin, but the first new plugin that they've come out with in what seems like a while. They had Little Plate for a while, and I used that on tons of stuff. And now they have Superplate, which is kind of the boosted version of that, I guess you could say. And I love it. I love it. It is so good. It's just so good. The whole thing with it is it's easy to use. It has a bunch of options and they all sound really good. They're all plate related. So if you don't want a plate reverb, then it's not good. But the reverbs that they have there, they've got good options, good ways to kind of tailor it, but it's still super easy to use, which is kind of why I love all Soundtoys plugins, frankly, because it's just, they're so easy, they're so intuitive, and yet they still have options that you can like dig deeper into them. So I really like that, and I'm super, super happy with Superplate. So if you haven't checked that out, it's phenomenal. I finally got to use it on a mix, and that's why I'm talking about it now. So yeah, really good. And the last thing, the last piece of news and updates, I guess I should say, not the last thing, but the last piece of news and updates here is something I recently discovered, which is definitely not new, but I didn't know this, and that is Plugin Alliance. When you buy their Mega Bundle or Mega XXL Bundle or whatever it is it's called, which I subscribe to, you get a voucher. And for years, it was that amount. You paid whatever it was, $250 for your subscription for the year. And if you buy the yearly one, this is how it works. You pay the $250 for the year, you get a voucher for $250. And then you can use that at any time they have sales, all that kind of stuff. So I would always plan it to use it around like Black Friday or their summer sale. You have to use it all. You don't get change. You have to use it once and that's it. So I would like stock up on as many plugins as I could and strategize how to get the most plugins for my money that I actually use, because then you buy them and you can keep them forever. So really cool, but they've changed it now. So it's not an amount of money anymore. It is a 10 plugin voucher, at least for the yearly one that I have. I got 10 plugins, so I can buy them at any time and I just put the plugins in, doesn't matter how much it costs, and I get them all. So I was trying to buy this. This is how I figured this out, is because I was trying to use my $250 or whatever it was for one of their sales, and it wouldn't let me buy it. And it was saying something about your voucher code requires a specific amount of plugins. And I went to their service reps and I was like, I don't get it. I have the right amount in here. There is no limit on this. I can't find this. And then I finally found a page where it said that this got changed. So I added a couple more plugins till I had 10 plugins, and it let me go. And it gave me all the plugins. And I was like, man, I was looking at the thing, even on sale, it was like $800 worth of stuff. And I'm like, this is way more than I bargained for, and this is great. So I don't know how Plugin Alliance can do this, because that seems like they're just giving their stuff away like crazy, but I love it. It's fantastic. And unfortunately, like I subscribed for another year, but unless they come out with a lot of great stuff, I don't know how much. I've been doing this for years, so I have quite a lot of their plugins like purchased. At some point, I'm going to be able to unsubscribe and not have to worry about this anymore and just buy the ones if they come out that I really, really want. But I guess you subscribe for the updates and all that kind of stuff too. But at a certain point, I just kind of let it, I can let it go and wait for a year or two until there's a significant update. So yeah, I don't know how this works, but I thought I would share that because it's just such a cool voucher system. You get your value worth out of your money. Plus you get access to all the plugins that you want for a year. So they're doing it really, really right. You can try all the plugins for the year. You can buy the ones you want. You can do this for a few years, buy the ones you want, and try their stuff and keep up to date and all this kind of stuff. So really cool. And I was blown away that that's what they're doing now. And I also would like to say after the last episode where I talked about Native Instruments and Sound Toys or Native Instruments Plugin Alliance and Isotope coming together, I hope that this Plugin Alliance thing does not go away because this is actually phenomenal. It'd be really cool if that got integrated into something like Native Instruments that you could get an amount of money or amount of libraries or something per year by subscribing. Then it might actually entice me to subscribe for a few years. But right now, I mean, I don't upgrade my contact stuff or my Native Instruments stuff for quite a while because it's great and I don't need all the new library, the 5 new libraries you get or 2 new libraries you get every year. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I hope they don't get rid of this. I really, really enjoy it. So yeah, Plugin Alliance, well done on that. That is really, really cool of you guys and definitely makes a happy subscriber that wants to talk about your plugins. So well done on that front. Thumbs up if you're just listening. I'm giving a thumbs up to the camera. But anyway, so the next thing that I wanted to talk about is the 3 really important things to do as a creator to keep your ideas fresh and to keep your creativity flowing. And the reason I thought of this is because I recently went through not a full-out burnout, but I was definitely feeling the effects. I was spending more time on social media just scrolling. I was spending more time not doing work when I was sitting at my computer. I just wasn't inspired. I just wasn't feeling it. And that made me think of these 3 important things that even I have to remind myself to do. And I've been doing this for a long time, over a decade and a half at this point. I've been professionally working in music. You do have to remind yourself to do these things. So the first thing, which this is what sparked this whole idea, is to take a break. Honestly, it's some of the best things you can do when you're, and this applies to many different facets of what we do as music creators. One is take a break in general, taking time off, taking a weekend off. So I was supposed to go on a camping trip. I didn't actually get to do it. The weather wasn't great and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, and that's one of the things that I do to take a break. I do these camping trips, backcountry canoe trips. It's one of my hobbies that I love to do. And I do these a lot over the course of the year, over the course of the summer, not the winter. The winters actually can be tough sometimes because of that fact. I can't do these. But I do these over the course of the summer a few times where I go into the backcountry. I go, I disconnect. I have no cell phone. I have no data. I'm on my own for a few days, canoeing, camping, in the elements, all this kind of stuff. And it's a break from work. I can't work. I don't have electronics barely. There's no phone. I can't scroll. It really helps break some of those bad habits, but it's taking a break and it's separating myself from what I'm doing and just doing something different. And it's so valuable. When I come back from those and like I force myself to take that break, when I come back from that, I am so revved up. I am so ready to go. I am so creative and I get so much done. I'm so productive after those. It really, really helps that. And it's very important because it's very easy when you're making music and when you're doing this for a living, but even when you're not, when you're just doing it for yourself, to overwork yourself and really, you know, push yourself and go, I have to work on it tonight. I have to work on it every night. I have to work on my song every night because I only have a couple hours a night after work to do this. I have to do it. And it's very easy for even that to become too much and for you to like burn out from that. So you have to take breaks. You have to let things sit, let things not manifest, but fester in your mind and just kind of sit and ruminate. That's the word I'm looking for in your mind, because the break gives you more creativity, gives you more power. It re-energizes you. Some people can last longer without kind of a re-energization period. Some people need it a lot more. And especially with this, it's hard to tell when you need it because we love what we do. We love making music. And you're like, I'm just not feeling as creative today. But after a few days of that, you're like, man, you know what? Maybe I do need to take a break and not force it. So taking a break is very important for just in general, but also things like taking when you're mixing. Taking a break is the best thing you can do. Honestly, I love mixing in small chunks. This is one of the reasons I don't love attended mixes, because people don't understand that. I need ear breaks. I need to literally go step outside. I don't smoke, but that was often a thing with a lot of engineers, is it was smoke break. And you'd mix for an hour, you'd go outside for 5-10 minutes. You'd mix for an hour, you go outside for 5-10 minutes. And that really helps you get perspective on your mixing and all that kind of stuff. So this taking a break applies to so many different things, but you have to remember to take a break. You have to remember to actually consciously go, I'm going to take a break. So I was supposed to go on this camping trip recently and I didn't, but I still, I was like, I need the biggest thing that I need from this camping trip isn't necessarily going out into the wild, although I wish I could have, but it was more that I needed the break. So I consciously tried to do as little work as possible. I didn't touch my computer all of this Saturday of that weekend, and I took it off. I read my book. I finished a book and then I started half of a new one. Because I took a break. That was not what I was doing. I went for a big long walk. I went out for coffee. I just enjoyed myself and didn't think about work. Didn't try and force myself to work. Didn't try and force myself to think of ideas and ponder what I was actually working on. I just needed the break. Sure enough, come back the Monday that I was like, okay, I'm going to work tomorrow. I'm going to go back to it. I'm feeling good. I'm like jonesing to get there. On Sunday it was a bit tricky. I was like, I could work. But I held off. And sure enough, Monday was like the most productive day I had in a long time. So that was fantastic. Well, not in a long time, but it felt good. Let's put it that way. But that was because I consciously took a break. So taking a break is so important. And I feel like I talk about this every once in a while, probably every year, at least once there's an episode where we talk about taking a break, if not more, and different people's ways of taking breaks and how they decompress. So it's a very important topic. And it's a reminder to myself as much as everybody else, frankly, take a break. The next thing, number two, is it's important your input versus output. And so what I mean by this is to be creative, you need to have input from different things. I was listening to a podcast recently, the Colin and Samir podcast, which if you're like a YouTube creator, they're phenomenal. But Samir compared it very briefly. He was talking about AI and he said, you know, when you have ChatGPT and these AI tools, the output of those is only as good as what you put into it. If you don't know how to use them and you just type one sentence that doesn't really mean much, it's going to give you a crappy response and it's just not as helpful. And you're like, this isn't going anywhere. But if you know how to use them, you can put in like some really detailed things and you can get some amazing stuff out of them. And if you know what to prompt it with, you'll get some really cool stuff out of it. So his thing, he kind of said, we're the same as creatives. We need input to then get better output. And that is input in so many different ways. That can be listening to other people's music, watching other people's videos, and seeing different people's techniques. It can be that, but it can also be literally going on a vacation, going for a walk. He was talking about it in terms of going on vacation, and it's kind of the same thing with a break. You get out there, you do something different. Going out with your friends, going out with friends who aren't in music to talk about regular people stuff. I know that's hard. I know that's hard for all you studio rats, but I'm serious. Doing those kind of things and just not working and taking a break and doing other things that aren't necessarily music related as well give you more input to then to energize and to support your output and give you a better output, a better creative output. You know, they kind of say with writers, if you don't live life, you got nothing to write about. So it's the same kind of thing with songwriters too. If you got nothing, if you don't live your life, you don't have a really bad relationship or a relationship or whatever. You don't see other people's relationships even because you're not out in public or whatever. How can you write about it if you don't know it? If you don't know or you see it or get inspired by those different things. So go and get inspired by different things. You need to really be aware. You can't just sit in the studio and make music all day, every day and expect to make great music. You need to go live life to then turn that around and use that as fuel for your creative endeavors. So that's number two. And number three is finding something that excites you. Yes, we all sometimes have to do things that we don't aren't overly excited about. There might be a record as a freelance producer, engineer, or editor, or anything, musician. There might be that gig that you're not overly excited about. You know, you talk to a lot of videographers, not all. I know some absolutely love doing this, but some, they can maybe be good at weddings, but they don't love doing weddings. They want to do music videos. They want to do whatever, sports videos, okay? But weddings pay really well and they know that. So they're like, okay, yeah, I got to take some weddings here and there, but like, that's not my main passion. But they're not like, okay, screw it, I'm just going to do weddings because they pay really well and I'm going to rake it in. No, no, no. They're good at weddings because they also probably have the other things that energize them, that excite them, doing music videos. So yes, the weddings pay the bills. So you do a few of those, but then you also, you know, dabble in maybe less paying or more paying, whatever it is that you can do. But that excites you, that you want to do. And so then they would do their music videos or their whatever videos that excite them. It's the same with, you talk to YouTubers a lot. It's the same thing. A lot of them go, well, yeah, what works for the algorithm, what works for people to click on my channel to discover me is not the same thing that I'm truly 100% undyingly passionate about. And it's in the same genre, but like, you know, the 5-10 tips to do this or the top five of this isn't really your passion to do for some people, but you want to do like, I made a cover of this. So therefore what they do is they kind of do one for the audience, one for them, one for the audience, one for them, and kind of go back and forth. So it doesn't have to be purely, you know, the only thing you ever do is something that excites you. You can strike a balance of things that really excite you and things that, yeah, they're okay. They don't bum you out that you don't want to do it at all, but they aren't the most exciting thing ever in the world. You know, you're like, well, yeah, I can do it. I'm good at it. Now, the reason that this is so valuable is one, it extends you. It prolongs your career. It prolongs your creativity, because if you're just doing something that you don't love doing and doesn't excite you, you just kind of keep doing it and it becomes monotonous and it's not great. But if you continue to do things that excite you, whether they're paid, whether they're free, whether they're just, you know, you're making sure you still do those things that excite you, that's where you push your limits. That's where you learn new skills. That's where you want to experiment and learn, because it's exciting. It's cool. You want to try new things. Whereas the things that you don't really care about that much, where you're like, yeah, I can do it, I'm good at it, they don't push you. They don't push your boundaries. They don't push your limits. They don't push you to learn new things as easily, I guess you could say. So here, I'm going to make this. I'm going to learn new synths and learn new plugins and learn new techniques when I do these things that are under no pressure besides my own, making these covers, making these creative challenges. That's why I do these creative challenge videos on my channel, is because it's a really cool way to push myself. So I found that. That's what really excites me. And then I can pull that into client work that maybe excites me as well, maybe doesn't excite me or has less freedom to try different things, you know, whatever it might be. You have to find those things that excite you and do them no matter what. Do them no matter how much you get paid for them, no matter how much time you have, no matter how much time it takes from you. It will work and it will actually benefit you in the long run, because slowly over time, if you don't do something that excites you, you are going to just kind of slowly burn out, slowly not want to do this long term, slowly do less. But if you continue to actually work a little bit more and do the things that you enjoy, that excite you as well, make sure you have a good balance of that, or hopefully it's most of it too, you never know, then that will keep you wanting to do more. So then you're like, yes, I'm going to do the thing that doesn't excite me as much to fuel whatever, you know, pay the bills, to get more money to do the thing that I really want to do. It's all, everybody's situation is different. And so this is one kind of example, but, and it's one that I see a lot, so that's why I'm using it. But you definitely need to continue to find and do the things that excite you, to make sure that you're still pushing yourself, that you're still wanting to learn, because you have to be excited to learn, especially the longer you do something like this creative endeavor. So make sure to do what excites you. Those are the three kind of things that I thought of that are the three important things to do as a creator to keep your ideas fresh and to keep you going in this creative endeavor of yours. So take a break. Make sure you take breaks in basically every level of creation. keep an eye on your input, because your input drastically affects your output. And find things that excite you and make sure you do them and you set aside time to do them. And finally, before we end off here, I just wanted to do a quick shout out for Mix of the Week. I don't have a lot of actual notes on this one. I just really wanted to kind of bring it to light, frankly. And that is Body Bag by I Prevail. And that was produced, engineered, and mixed by Tyler Smith, who's just absolutely crushing it these days. He's doing such great work. And mastered by Ted Jensen. It just sounds phenomenal. The whole record sounds phenomenal. It's off their record, True Power. Really good record if you're into metalcore kind of stuff. It's a blend of clean vocals and dirty vocals and heavy guitar riffs and clean stuff. They've got some really beautiful songs, some really heavy songs. Body Bag is definitely on the heavier side, but it just... it's so much power. It's so fast. It is a wall of sound, but yet it's got dynamics. It kind of grips you. It's got, it just really, really well done. And mostly I'm really impressed with the mix and with the production of how they managed to do dynamics in this song and how they managed to really craft the dynamics. That is, I could talk about that for a whole video, which I already have. I do have a video on mixed dynamics, actually, but not in relation to this song. But anyway, they did a really good job, and I highly recommend going to check that out as kind of a mix reference. Just the way that it's balanced, the low end versus top end and everything as well, is just so well done. So Body Bag by I Prevail is my mix of the week, the one that I found this week that I just thought I wanted to shout out here on the podcast. So that is it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, you can comment your questions down below here on the video, or if you're listening, go over to the YouTube channel, comment them on the video, or tweet at me, or any other way you can get a hold of me, frankly. Let me know what you want me to answer, any questions you have, any topics you want me to cover or chat about with myself or with any of the other co-hosts that I sometimes get on here. So be sure to submit those. I'm always looking for questions and topics you guys want me to check out or talk about and expand my horizons and different things. So yeah, I'd love to see that. But that is it for now. So I will see you in the next one. Until then, always be creative.